Hey friend, hope you are having a wonderful day today. We just got back from the mountains and it was beautiful. There was no cell service, but it was so beautiful and peaceful. I just love the mountains. That is my happy place. Today we are going to be going through our spring cleaning prep check. Okay. So one of the things that I notice when I go in clients' houses and even my own house and my family's houses, when they're asking me about decluttering or what to do with different spaces, one of the things that I notice happens in every single space is they have tons of things that do the same thing. I've been in houses where they have 12 different vacuum cleaners. Which ones do they use? Maybe three of them at most. I have been in houses where they have literal closets enough to fill up, an entire closet full of cleaning products, but they don't use all of them. Like they have some that are so old that the bottoms of the can, like I have never even seen this product before because it's so old. Okay. These are houses that they've lived in for a long time if they have products that old. But often I see things, people will relocate, move houses, and they keep the stuff that's expired and they put it into their new house. They didn't even go through it when they were moving. So as we are preparing for our spring cleaning and getting our house decluttered this spring, one of the things I want you to really do is to take a look at your cleaning products. What do you have in, where are you keeping it? Do you have cleaning products all over the house? Is under every single bathroom sink and every sink in your house and every closet in your house full, your garage shelves as well? Are they all piled full of cleaning products that you don't even use? You just buy more when you go to the store? So I've been to houses and by the time I put, I can literally fill up the kitchen table with one type of cleaning product, say window cleaner for one. I have filled up half of the kitchen table with just window cleaning product in a regular house, like 2,000 square feet or less. And that's how much window cleaning products that they have in their home. It is clutter. I mean, it truly is clutter. When you have that much of the same item or the same type of item, something that does the same thing, that becomes clutter. So I want you to do some inventory, go through your home and find all of your cleaning products. And I want you to set them in categories and then figure out which ones you use. If you are not using these products and you have not used them in months or years, and you don't have any plans to use them in the next month or 2 months, then go ahead and donate them if they're still good. If they are no longer good, please do not feel bad about just trashing them. Like recycle them, dispose of the liquids or, you know, the product inside and throw out the containers. It is not something that you need to hold on to find a use for it. So one of the ways that I do get rid of these things, and I've done this many times, many times, and I have had great results from it, is I post it on my local free groups. I also will often put it at the curb. If I have a lot of items, if I've done, say I'm cleaning out the garage and getting all the cleaning products and things like that out of the garage, I will put all of that stuff at the curb and write free on it. Take a picture of that and post it on Marketplace, Nextdoor, wherever I'm posting at the time, and share it. And I do that at my clients' houses as well. Put it in a box at the curb, cleaning products, free, if you're allowed. If not, put it on your porch, or if you live in an apartment complex, those things will disappear. Those are things that so many people just don't want to put the money into purchasing. But they need them, or maybe that's on their grocery list or their shopping list to pick up something like that. And so they will go and get it. Maybe they just started a cleaning business and they would be so excited to have all these products to try and see which ones are their favorites. Okay. So if you're not using it, find somewhere for them to go. Give them away for free. It will get it out of there a lot faster. If you want to try and sell it, it may hang around for another 2 weeks. So my recommendation is get it out of there. You've already lost the money by spending it. When you spent the money to purchase the items, that money was gone. You're never going to get it back. Please stop feeling like you've got so much money invested in these cleaning products that you can no longer get rid of them. You didn't use them. Let them be a blessing for someone else. Please stop holding on to things that have become clutter in your home because of how much money you spent on it. Please stop doing that. Let it be the biggest blessing when you give it to someone else. Let it be a blessing to them and let it bless your heart knowing that you have given them something so great. Okay? Second thing I see is we have products all over the home. So we need to contain where we're going to keep our current use and have it easy to get to. So I have clients where I go in their kitchen and under their sink has every cleaning product you could imagine, everything, but you can't get to it because it's literally 2 feet back under the counter. You can't get to what you need, and it's hard to get to without knocking other stuff out. And it just makes it feel chaotic. So there are so many ways that we can organize this better, but truly, it is so much safer to keep your under the sink in the kitchen and under your bathroom sinks, keep them mostly cleared out as much as possible so that you can tell if there is a leak before it's been there for months. And if you have so much stuff under your sink, you can't tell if there's been a leak. You need to be able to see this right away, not after it's already ruined the entire bottom of your cabinet and starting to rot the floor and dripping out the front. You need to be able to catch these things. Like, those drips sometimes are so slow that it's just a slow drip, but it's constant and it will rot the wood and it will cause lots of problems in your home. You have to be able to catch that. So when you have piles of stuff under the sinks, it's hard to see that until it's too late. So my recommendation is only keep the stuff that you use every day, every week under the sink. If you do not use it every week, put it in storage area. That would be what would go in the garage or the closet. That's where I would recommend putting those things. But the stuff that you use in that space every week, or second option would be to set up a cleaning caddy to organize your products that you use. So when I'm cleaning my bathroom, I have a little caddy that I set up that has all of the stuff that I'm using when I clean the bathrooms. It's got the toilet scrubber, the countertop spray, the window cleaner, the towels that I use specifically for those items or for those cleaning projects. It has a little tiny scrub brush, a bigger scrub pad, sponges, whatever I'm going to be using in my bathroom cleanup, that is in that basket. So when I'm cleaning bathrooms, I can just grab that one thing, start in that bathroom and move through the next ones and then come and finish. So what I do is for the toilet cleaning, I spray that stuff in there. Even for the tub, I will give it a quick rinse off so that it's got some water on the sides. And then I will sprinkle the stuff in it and then let it sit for a minute, scrub it. So I go through and then I do each one. So I'll sprinkle the bathtub and then I'll squirt the toilet stuff in there. And then usually I'll clean the mirror or something like that, clean the countertop and the faucet, and then go back to scrub the bathtub and get all of the bathtub and that shower part scrubbed down. And then I let it sit for another couple of minutes, scrub the toilet, leave that, don't flush it. And then let it sit for a certain amount of time so that it can really dissolve the hard water and the soap scum that's in there. And then I will give it a rinse over. So while I'm doing that, I'll move on to the next bathroom. But what I want to tell you is just be really mindful of the inventory that you have. There are so many ways to contain it. In one house, what I did was I had an over-the-door little pocket what is it called? Organizer, I guess. It's like a shoe organizer for the back of the door, but I used it for cleaning products and bathroom items. So when I had toddlers, it was great because it kept it up out of the way. They could still get into the things under the cabinet, so it wasn't really ideal for that option. So I put the cleaning products at the top sections and left the bottom sections for my daughter's hairbrush and things like that that she needed to get to. I just kept it pretty easy. So those over-the-door little pockets for shoes or whatever, and mine was bamboo on the back and clear on the front so I could see what was in it. But there's other ones that are clear, or you can get canvas ones. There's so many different options for that. If you have limited storage, don't neglect that over-the-door storage option. Those are great for small spaces. So what I want to just make sure that you are hearing in this episode is, please stop keeping the cleaning products because you've had them forever or you've spent a lot of money on them. What do you actually use? That's what you need to keep. Let the rest of it go. This is something that I'm getting ready to do in my own home, is go through my cleaning supplies and remove things that I'm not using. We had different items, different spaces in our last house than we do in this one, and it's been a year and I haven't used a lot of these products, so they are heading out the door. So we are getting ready to bless other people by getting rid of the things that we are not using in our home. The other thing that, so when you're cleaning under the sink, like under your bathroom sink, it depends on your house, obviously. Each one of my bathrooms in each one of my houses has been the house of different items. I rarely keep my towels in the bathroom under the sink. I usually keep just a sample of things, and I try not to keep a lot of toilet paper under there either, because if there is a leak, it's all ruined. So one of the things that I try to keep under there is just a small little caddy or two items. So in my children's bathroom, I have a spray bottle and some wipes. That's all I keep under there for my children. I also keep our plunger in a small narrow trash can so that it contains up the sides of the plunger so that it will not touch other things. And I put that at the very back corner of the cabinet under the sink. That has been so helpful the last several years with children, because they will play with it. They will try to use it and splash toilet water all over the bathroom, or leave it in there if they did use it, and then younger children will come in and, I mean, it just gets really bad. So I have to hide it from my boys and from my toddlers. So it goes, I don't have toddlers anymore, but that's where I learned this. I have to put it in the very back of the sink. So I know when you are using it frequently, sometimes it is tempting to leave it out in view, but that's so unattractive. It's so ew to look at. I don't want to look at your toilet plunger or your toilet scrubber. I don't want to see those things. I know I have one client and she has these beautiful ceramic containers that she has. I think they actually are. I know they have them at Ross and TJ Maxx and Home Goods and different places like that. I'm sure Amazon has options that are ceramic and beautiful and would match your decor. But make it something that's not going to be an obvious, like you just pick that up from the store and it's the toilet scrubber. We don't need to look at that. That's not something to show off. It's not something to use as decor for your space. It's a practical thing. It should be available in your bathroom. However, it's not something that we need to look at on a regular basis. So I tuck those under the sink because I don't keep my towels under there. Now, I don't want, if we have a very small bathroom and I have to have my towels under the bathroom sink, I would keep my towels in a basket and I would keep them on the opposite side of the cabinet from the cleaning stuff and try and put some sort of dividing opportunity, you know, some sort of division so that they would never touch even if they fell over. Maybe I would get a deeper basket for my towels or something like that. Those are the things that I would be thinking about just for cleanliness options. But when you're looking at your cleaning products, please keep it simple. Like, what do you really use? Are those products full of toxic chemicals that you really shouldn't be using in your home? Is that something that you've simplified in other areas of your life? Or do you just like the basics and your go-tos are Windex and Comet and it doesn't matter what the chemicals are in them. Those are your favorites. You love the way they smell, that you love to, the way they work. You know, whatever it is, there is no judgment from me, but please stop keeping stuff that you don't use. And if you are just the person who likes what you like, or if you're the person who likes to try new things all the time, ma'am, if that is you, stop keeping it when you know you don't like it. If you tried it and you don't like it, take a picture, post it right away, or share it with a friend. Hey, I bought this, I tried it, I didn't love it. Do you want to try it? You know, put it in your friend's group chat or in wherever kind of, you know, your drop off and pick up line. Hey, I'm going to bring you this to try. I didn't love it. Do that with hair care products, whatever, like anything, makeup, skincare, any of those things can be included in that sort of trying and sharing. You tried it, you didn't love it. Don't keep it. Let it go. If you can't return it, if it wasn't that bad that you wanted to return it, you just want someone else to try it, let someone else try it. Don't keep it and shove it in your closet or under your sink or in your drawers for years to come and then wait until it's completely rotten and expired or it leaked out or whatever. Let it go now. You tried it, you didn't love it. Say goodbye. Don't hold on to it. So for this whole topic, what I want to talk to you about is keep it simple. Keep what you use, let the other stuff go. If you haven't used it in a really long time, it's time to let it go anyways. Like, you're not planning on using it. In your main spaces, keep that really simple. Like, what do you have to have in the bathroom? A spray and a wipe. Like, I need a multi-purpose disinfecting spray in my bathroom. I need a wipe in my bathroom. My kids aren't cleaning the bathroom mirrors on a regular basis. They don't need access to that stuff. I'm not cleaning my bathroom mirrors unless I'm cleaning the whole bathroom. Like, that's not an everyday thing that I do in my bathroom. There have been times when I've kept the toilet cleaner behind the toilet, or we had a pedestal sink that fit and disappeared it so my children didn't see the toilet bowl cleaner when I had it tucked in the pedestal. It worked really nicely, but there's things that we need on a regular basis in our bathroom that we need to have access to, but the other stuff that we don't use on a regular basis, and I'm talking weekly, like if you're not using it every week in that space, it doesn't need to be in there. Move it out and then figure out why you're not using it every week. Is it something that you need to keep? Is it just your polish for the stone that you do once a month? Well, are you doing just that one space with that stone, or do you have that stone in multiple places so you would use it in multiple places? If that's the thing, set up a little a bin that you take around and use just for that specific task. I love to set up a bin in my storage closet. I have bookshelves in the garage that I use this for in other clients' houses. If they don't have a storage closet that works for this option. But the thing is, keep it simple and stop holding on to stuff that you're not using. That is the biggest thing. Like, how many brooms do you have? Which ones do you use? Are any of them functioning properly? I need a new broom currently. That's on my list. I would love a wooden handle, tall, like a corn husk broom. That's what I want. I just haven't ordered it yet. They're not at the stores that I go to, and I haven't been to a store that has one. So that's on my list of things to purchase. My children like the shorter one because they make a lot of messes. And so they are responsible for sweeping up their messes. These are things that I think through when I'm shopping. What's going to be easy for my children? What's going to be easy for my family? And then when we have things like we've bought Swiffers and different mops that use the pads and the soft brooms and so many different types of brooms and mops, and they don't work. And we have a whole collection of them that needs to go from our last house and this house. In the last 2 years, we have bought several different mops and they just don't work for our family. So we are at a place where we need to purchase a new broom. I don't know what it is about the brooms, but those aluminum broom handles, they break so fast. My boys, I don't know what they do with them, but they break so fast. So I need a wooden handle broom, and I really want the corn husk one. I think it'll work better for the
the rugs and things. And I love a rubber broom as well. But I want you to really think about what you have, what you're using, what needs to be replaced. That is our topic of the week. We are going to be going through our cleaning supplies. Do you love the microfiber cloths? Do you hate them, but you bought them anyways and you'd rather use bar mop towels or just plain washcloths? What are you using for your cloths in there to limit how many paper towels we're using? How much paper towels do we need? Do we need an entire closet designated to paper towels and toilet paper storage? I've had clients that do. It's excessive, but that's what they've done. And so let's use it. Please stop putting that on your grocery list. It doesn't matter if it's on sale. You have enough. Let's use what we have first and get it down to a reasonable amount. Same with the cleaning supplies. If you have half a table full of window cleaner, then use your window cleaner. Clean the glass inside and out. Clean your mirrors every week and stop buying it. Do not buy any more cleaning products until you have gotten it down to a reasonable amount in your home of what you're actually using, and so it is not clutter. And share with your friends. Hey friends, I have bought myself way more cleaning products than I need. Would you like to come shopping at my house? Bring a bag. Like, these are things that we can do that would be a fun way to involve our friends and help declutter. And do it in so many different areas of our lives. There's so many different categories of our homes that become cluttered and become cluttered with things that are useful, practical things, but we aren't using them. So now they are our clutter. So let's let them go. Let it be a blessing to someone else. Share it with your friends. Share it with your neighbors. Put it on curb alert. And just say goodbye to that extra stuff. And don't feel bad about it anymore. But please stop shopping in this way. We've got to be mindful about our purchases. It's so wasteful. If you think about it, and if you can fill your entire kitchen countertops, your tables, and all the surfaces in your kitchen with cleaning products, that's almost a vacation. If you think about the money you've spent in those things, if you have 12 vacuum cleaners, like, that's almost a vacation you've got right there. Like, that's a vacation. Vacuum cleaners are not cheap. Like, I've been to houses where they have dozens of the same type of thing, and they didn't even know. And that's the hardest part. They didn't know. And so if you are stuck in that kind of place and you're so overwhelmed, you don't know what to do or even where to keep your storage, your supplies, like, what would be a good utility closet for you? Where should you keep these items? Where should you keep the excess? If you are in a place where you feel stuck and you just don't even know where to start, let's book an SOS call. This is something that I can help you with. Like, in one call, we can come up with solutions and give you a space and give you the ideas to use and to set it up so that you can come up with this space this week. Like, this is something you can do this week. It's not something that has to be a month-long project. This is something that you can do if you have 20 minutes. Book an SOS call. Let's do the project. Let's get the plan in action going. Let's find out what needs to go, what needs to be moved around to make it more functional, and how to store it so that it works for you. And I can do this virtually. I don't have to come to your home. This is something that sometimes it's just getting someone's perspective. And if you don't have time for a call, we can do the SOS call via email or messenger too. So don't feel like you are stuck having to do this on your own. This is something that can happen from pictures and words. And I can talk you through how to set this up and how to fix this in your own home so that you aren't feeling so overwhelmed and so stuck. And I know I hear the excuses, well, we're not allowed to put things out on the curb. We're not allowed to do this in our neighborhood. We're not allowed to do this. That's not the point. You can put it in a box by your front door. When someone messages that they're coming, put it on your doormat. They will have access to it and you can remove it within the hour, okay? It's not something that has to be a big deal. Or you can just go take it and drop it off somewhere else. Like, if you are not allowed to do any of that in your neighborhood, someone's neighborhood allows that. I have a client that I put stuff at the curb in their neighborhood and it literally disappeared before I got it off around the block. Like, people were stopping immediately And like I took it, they weren't allowed to do it at their current home, but they have a rental home. So we dropped it off at their rental home, and the people in the neighborhood were stopping. Like as soon as we drove off, they were pulling over and walking across the street to come and get the things. So there are so many options for you, even if you feel like you don't have one in your current space. So don't feel stuck. Don't feel paralyzed by this. This is not a place that you need to stay stuck. This is something that can be done easy. And I'm not just talking about cleaning supplies. I'm talking about in your home, the places you have excess things and clutter. This is something that can be fixed, and it doesn't have to take a long time. You just have to have the encouragement, the motivation, and the right mindset to get it done. You need the action steps and the plan, and get to it. Like if you are looking at this pile of clutter and mess and you just don't have a plan in place, sometimes it can feel overwhelming. But if you have a plan of just take care of this one category, that is doable. Same with my kids. This is how I set it up for my children. Okay, just take care of the trash on the floor. Done. Okay, boom. Just take care of the stuffed animals. Okay, I can do that. You know, how can we break it down and make it simple enough that they can handle it? And I've done this for so many years now that it's so easy to me, and I can literally see multiple ways to start just with the first glance. And then I can see all of the problems and kind of see how your brain works when I'm looking at the space and hearing the words that you say are the problem for you. So as we're doing that, it just comes together, and that helps me to hear and think and create a plan that actually is completely perfect for you, completely personalized and customized for you and your specific family and your specific situation. So please do not stay in the stuck of this. This is not where you need to live. Do not live in the stuck. Let's fix it. Let's find a solution, and let's make it better. I'm here for you. I love you so much. If you need any help, go to thesosmom.com and you can find all the information there. You can reach me by text 704-759-6816. I hope you have an amazing day, and I will be back real soon with more information for you. More ways to simplify, organize, and style your home and your life. God bless. Bye.